It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, which is brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I am Jim Galante along with Greg Pickle. Greg, in this segment, what I'd like to do is take a closer look at this really bizarre offseason for Penn State football. And of course, it's the same for everybody. And let's do this with kind of the assumption that they will have a season in the fall, that they will be playing. But we're going to focus on this offseason and what they need to do to prepare for the season when everything, all the rules that typically are in play for an offseason had just been thrown out the window. And what I'd like to do is start with the players who, instead of being on campus, they are at home. That's where they're working out. That's where they're eating. This has got to be a very strange setup for them, each and every one of them.
Yeah, there's no question. And there's so many different situations. I think that's probably the biggest challenge James Franklin, his coaching staff, and the support staff has had over the last few weeks here as this all started, is just every guy has a different situation. And when they're all on campus, you know, yes, you have some differences between the scholarship guys and the non-scholarship guys. Some guys live in off-campus housing. Some guys live on campus. Obviously, there are different majors, but you can control the workouts. You can control the nutrition bar opportunities and the training table food opportunities and things like that. And now you're just not able to do that. So it becomes a question of what can you do to eat healthy or to stick with the weight gaining or perhaps weight losing plan that the coaching staff and the strength staff had in mind for you. Brent Pry, talking Tuesday, said that the nutrition staff is doing individual video meetings with players just like the coaches are to try and figure all that out because, you know, Jim, you might have weightlifting equipment or you might have a treadmill and I might have nothing but my body weight, and I can do, you know, some things that you can also do, but you're doing some things that I probably can't do. So it's about trying to figure that stuff out as well and making sure that guys are doing the best they can to stay in shape, to stay active, while also doing their schoolwork. That's been a big part of this as well. Obviously, with classes shifted online, they've been really focusing and making sure these guys have the opportunity. But Brent Pry said he was really impressed with how Penn State was quickly able to get online and virtual learning up and running and give access to not just classes and schoolwork, of course, but tutors and academic counselors and things like that for anyone that needs the extra assist or just has questions and things like that. So he's been pleased with how that's all worked out. But sure, this is definitely not normal times. And guys, again, some guys have different needs than other guys, and the school and the athletic department and, of course, the football program have to work within what NCAA rules allow them to do. So, yeah, it's a crazy time for everyone, no doubt. And the players are no different. Obviously, they and their college student peers are trying to figure out and get into a routine with this online learning. And then they're also the student athletes, of course, focusing on their fitness and things that will help them prepare for the 2020 season whenever and however that is played. So, yeah, interesting times for sure. But I think everyone's just trying to make the best of it. And again, like we talked about in the first segment, Jim, the thing that these guys have to figure out is, and again, this is more the coaches than the players, but what amount of time will be needed in terms of getting them back to a place where it's safe to have them out on the field hitting each other and running around and things like that. Again, you're going to have some guys who have access to a lot of equipment and a lot of fitness things, and they'll be further ahead than maybe some of their teammates. So that's going to be a tough call. But as long as everyone across the country, all the conferences, the NCAA, as long as everyone's on the same playing field in regards to what I would call an acclimation period to get back ready for drills and back ready for the season, as long as everyone gets the same amount of time, then it's just going to become like everything else in the sport. And whoever handles that adjustment the best will come out on top in the end. Of course, it'll help if you have a talent advantage before you start all of that. But, you know, I think they're making the best of it, and everyone's just hoping that, you know, it won't be too much longer, at least a month. But maybe hopefully after that month ends and we get into May, things start to clear up a little bit and the guys can be back around each other and back on campus. But we'll see. There are obviously no certainties at this point in time and no real expectations either.
I would think the operative word for the players is discipline. When you're on campus, you're with your peers, it's probably easy to get to the gym every day to work out. You have the other guys there encouraging you. I think the discipline on the nutrition side, all of a sudden they're back home with mom. And well, I know if I were with Mama Galante and Nana Galante, it wouldn't be pretty. And I would think that's the key here, especially for, the linemen, the big guys. There's going to be a lot of temptations to fill in that time eating and not eating correctly.
Yeah, I can say, I can testify that I've experienced that as well, Jim. But yeah, look, I mean, certainly that's a part of the problem. And some guys, again, will have access to maybe what you would classify as better foods than others. And, the one thing that it's probably easy to forget about, but as many states continue to close non-essential businesses and, a lot of grocery stores and gas stations are, of course, still open. In fact, almost all of them are nationwide, but not everyone lives close to one of those. Or if you live in a place where public transportation was the way to get to one of them, do you feel comfortable doing that? Or does it work for your schedule with the way that, travel and public gatherings are being conducted at this point? So, yeah, that's definitely a part of the challenge as well. I'm confident that, Penn State and every other school will do as much as it can to put these guys in the best position possible. But, at some point it just becomes a situation where you have a lot of variables and you would like to plan for every single one of them, but it's impossible to. So all you can do is give the best guidance that you can, listening to the nutrition people, the strength staff, all of that, trainers, doctors, whatever, and just try and get guys in the best place they can be to stay healthy and to stay active and to stay fit and to do their homework and to keep some semblance of a work and life routine in balance, and hope that the chips fall the way you want them to when this is all said and done.
All right, let's take a look at the coaching staff and how their world has changed. And, well, first of all, just an overview. Greg, how has the schedule changed for them? I mean, they're not allowed to go. Would they be out on the recruiting trail right now? Would they be at camps? How has that all changed for them?
Yeah, so let's just talk about it generically in case some folks find this a little bit later than the day that we recorded. So we're talking on March 31st. And under normal circumstances, Penn State would be able to host recruits on campus, but they would not be able to go out to high schools and see them. So that obviously is off the table and is being replaced with things like FaceTime and Zoom video conferencing and other electronic forms of communication. I think that most schools are probably handling that pretty well, Jim, because while it is unfortunate that you can't get kids to see your campus and to sit down with your coaches face to face, let's not forget that we just had a dead period for the entire month of February. So all the things that those guys did and learned during that time just carries over now. And but the first big calendar change will come April 15th. That's when the NCAA's recruiting dead period, its newly instituted dead period, runs until. Keep in mind, we're recording this at the end of March. By the time you listen to this, it's very possible that the NCAA will extend that dead period either till the end of April, maybe early May. So I think it's pretty much off the table at this point to think that coaches are going to be able to go out on the road for the spring evaluation period, which they typically can from April 15th until May 31st. The next thing, of course, will be when can spring and summer official visits be held? Those are currently in a normal world, they'd be on the table for right now, all the way through, I believe it's the final Sunday, or no, I'm sorry, the last Wednesday before the final Sunday in June. So those obviously could return in some form or fashion, depending on when things, when group gatherings and stuff like that are allowed again. So we'll just have to wait and see. But right now, everything's just happening virtually. And to lean back on what Brent Pry said Tuesday morning, Jim, they're just doing the best they can to get to know these kids maybe a little bit better because there's more time to do that. They're trying to give virtual tours of campus and things like that. But keep in mind, that's pretty tough, too, because some of these coaches are in state college, but some of them, have homes elsewhere or they may have been somewhere else. James Franklin, of course, has said that he and his family are out in Colorado at this point where they have a vacation home. So, that's not necessarily easy to do right now either, to get, people on campus to do virtual tours and things like that. So We'll see. But yeah, obviously this impacts things greatly. And Brent Pry was asked, basically, if you don't have summer camps, keep in mind, Jim, how many guys have we talked about on this show, talked to on this show, that got a Penn State offer only because they went to camp and were evaluated by the coaching staff? And they might lose that opportunity this year. We just don't know that, how that will impact the class of 2021. But Pry said, basically, if that is the case, the re-rank guys based on the questions they can answer versus the questions they can't. And if they feel the need to send offers out, they will do that. But there's not even really consistency in the recruiting world. We've seen some guys like Landon Tangwall commit and make a decision already. And then we've seen guys say, whoa, I'm going to slow down and hold off on this process for a little bit until I feel comfortable being able to go see all these campuses and meet with all these coaches again. So they're doing the best they can to adapt, just like the rest of us.
Now, we're going to have, in our next segment, we are going to go in depth into recruiting and where things stand there. But there's the other part to this for Penn State specifically is the huge changeover in the offensive coaching staff. The offensive coordinator's new, offensive line coach is new, wide receiver coach is new. So does this affect Penn State, say, more than others because they're going to be doing new things on offense?
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about it. I mean, I think that, again, with the video conferencing that I'm sure so many of our listeners have used over the last couple of weeks here, you know, you have the ability to share screens. I don't think Penn State's losing any time with the classroom portion of what they typically get to do in spring practice, just simply because that is stuff you can basically do remotely. You might not be able to have a guy walk up to the chalkboard and draw a play call or formation you ask, but he can draw it on his computer and then share his screen for the coaching staff and his fellow players to look at and discuss. So I don't think they'll be too far behind in that regard, Jim. But what price can you put on just the physical interactions of being on the field and learning how Coach Sciarca wants to interact with his quarterbacks and his players on the field and running those plays and forming muscle memories? I know James Franklin has said that much of what Penn State will do next year won't look all that different. They'll have some new things, of course, but you know, I think there's some benefit in that, but it certainly isn't easy for the offense or for John Scott with the defensive line to not have the chance to get out there and let these guys get a feel for how you coach, and conversely get a feel for how these guys play from the coaches, and which guys can you ride a little bit harder and which guys do you have to back off of a little bit and coach and motivate in a little bit of a different method. You know, they're just not in position at this point to answer that question, and we don't know when they will be. So that's something they have to figure out too.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting challenge for them. And like you said, until they get on the field, the offense may know the play, but until you watch them react to, say, on a RPO, how they react based on what the defense does, you can't test that on a diagram on the board. All right, that's it for quarter number two. Stick around, quarter number three, we're going to talk recruiting.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
The sports world has been put on hold, including the blue-white spring game. This is as disappointing at GoPSURV.com as it is to all of you. If you made GoPSURV reservations for the spring game, contact Mark at 800-519-8467. And for those who've entered the free RV raffle through the KSN app, GoPSURV has announced that they will offer an RV for their first regular season game. If you've already entered, your entry will go towards that raffle. We look forward to seeing you in the fall.